You're listening to Small But Mighty's Short Stuff, advice for small nonprofit success in under 5 minutes. Brought to you by the Small Nonprofits Alliance, the hub for Australia's small charities.
Hi everyone, I'm Bianca Crocker, founder of the Small Nonprofits Alliance. A key ingredient to success in any nonprofit is a good, well-functioning board. Being a board member takes time and commitment and a willingness to share skills while learning a bunch of new ones. And while often we have skilled and well-meaning individuals on our boards and management committees, a common problem facing many nonprofits is their boards are hesitant with fundraising. And this isn't just a problem facing small charities. I often will hear fundraisers say, "My board doesn't help with our fundraising," or "How can I inspire my board to get more involved?" And once I even heard someone say, "I think our board is sabotaging our fundraising efforts." Except for this last case, where I'd probably suggest that they consider a new board altogether, these concerns can definitely be addressed, if not fixed. But first, we need to be honest. Fundraising scares most people, and it can scare most board members too. But I believe the reason they fear the big, dreaded F word is because they think it's only about asking. Don't get me wrong, the ask is a crucial step in the fundraising cycle, but there are other important steps, like identifying and thanking, that board members can easily get involved in. Engaging your board in fundraising really doesn't have to be hard, and these four tips will help you with a gentle approach. Tip 1. Encourage your board members to share their story. Most of our board members were inspired enough by your cause to put their hand up to volunteer in the first place, so encouraging them to remember why may help reinvigorate their involvement. Sharing their personal story with their own connections, perhaps over a few drinks with friends or at a family dinner, will be a way for them to gently spread the word of your charity's great work. Tip number 2. Ask them to share important updates on LinkedIn. Most people who join a board have business connections or professional networks, many of whom are probably on LinkedIn. When you have important news or events to promote, having your board members share this with their connections can be a real boost. By providing suggested content for them to share on their LinkedIn profiles, you make this a simple and easy way for them to get involved. Number 3. Ask your board members to make thank you calls. While many people don't want to make the fundraising ask, saying thank you is something anyone can do. For most valuable donors, having someone from your board phone them to simply say thank you for their donation can have such a positive impact. It's a really valuable donor stewardship activity. Setting aside an hour each month to make a handful of calls to donors is an effortless way for board members to get involved. You can even write a script for them. Personally, this probably has to be one of my favorite things to do as both a fundraiser and as a board member. Donors are so responsive and pleased by this call. Tip number 4. Invite your board members to make a gift. This one can be contentious, especially here in Australia. But I think all board members should contribute financially to the organisations they govern to demonstrate their belief in the mission. But this doesn't mean they need to give major gifts. The size of the gift is much less important. To make this clear to board members, I'd suggest you invite them to join your regular giving program, which may only be $10 a month. This can remove that expectation and the pressure of giving a large donation. While they may seem simple, these tips are all about slowly but surely starting to change the culture of philanthropy among your board. It's best to start with baby steps, and as long as you're moving in the right direction, it's all worth it. Maybe by next year's AGM, you'll have a more engaged board that's not so afraid of the F word.